Hey, Chop Shoppers. Lil Thanos here. While Travis is living up in Bonnaroo, he left me here to mind the shop. Today we're presenting a mini-sode that was recorded live at Seminar Brewing on June 7th at our screening of The Goonies in celebration of their 34th anniversary. Enjoy.
Welcome to Cinema Chop Shop. Watch, chop, retrofit.
All right, what's up, Seminar? So sometimes I get confused between like where I work and where I play, and I accidentally say a thing that I'm about to say for real, which is, welcome to Seminar Chop Shop. This is a movie podcast where we concede that remakes are going to happen. So why shouldn't movie buffs
like us
decide who is recast in those iconic roles? My name is
Travis Copperpot.
And I am joined, as always, here in the shop by my co-host and co-producer. His name is Sean Astin.
Oh,
Astin.
Sean Asshole.
Further description of the show, we are not actually in favor of the remake, reboot, sequel-dependent culture that's currently permeating Hollywood. This is more of an exercise in satire and irony. We do want to thank Jamie. This was his idea. So if the cops show up, everybody point at him. We need to get to the theme of the episode. Tonight, on the 34th anniversary of its release, we will be shopping, we will be chopping The Goonies. Basically, what we do on the show is we hypothetically recast older films with contemporary actors. Actors who are
At the height
of their powers. So tonight, yeah, like we said, we're talking about The Goonies. We're only going to be recasting these four roles. We've got Chunk. We've got Mikey. We've got Mouth. And we've got Data. And so we decided, usually when we do the show, we each pick our own actors and our own themes. But we decided on a joint theme this week, right?
Yes.
So we're imagining, this is not actually a remake, this is more of a sequel, where 34 years have passed, and now the Goonies are all grown up, and real estate prices in Astoria, Oregon are through the roof, and they have to hold on to the Goonies house. Also, in this segment, we are going to ask the audience to hypothetically recast the role of Sloth. So at the end of our recast, we're going to ask you to come up with a contemporary actor who could play the role of Sloth. Okay? Does that sound good? Sound good, buddy?
Sounds good.
First up, with the recast, we are going to do Mikey. And give us some character traits on Mikey, Sean.
Well, Mikey has the quiet confidence of your true-born leader. He's
idealistic.
He's idealistic. He's
optimistic
and likable, and he doesn't you know stick his chest out too terribly much
because he has asthma.
Well, yeah, that.
All right. So, tell us who you decided to chop for the role of Mikey.
So I wanted to go with somebody who would kind of be able to embody those characteristics, being quietly confident, being able to get things done. And when the time comes, being able to step into the spotlight and be that true-born leader, I went with Adam Scott.
Adam Scott is going to be Mikey. So I also want to call Mikey Lil Rudy. Lil Rudy. All right, so next up, we've got the role of Mouth. So Mouth is very talkative, as the name would indicate. He has the gift of gab. He's also a little bit sarcastic and I thought that no better to play him than Bo Burnham. He's the Aryan librarian of the World Smithsonian, and he also recently directed Eighth Grade, which is a breakout feature for him. We like Eighth Grade, right?
Yeah, it was a great film.
I like Seventh Grade better. Next up, we've got the role of that chunky monkey.
Chunk?
It's Chunk. Chunk coming up next. Some of his character traits. He is lazy. He is gluttonous. He's very enthusiastic. He may sometimes tell lies.
And he's got a bit of a smart mouth.
Bit of a smart mouth. So your actor that you picked for this role, who are you thinking about?
So in recasting that, I was thinking that not everybody who is overweight as a child grows up overweight, so I wanted to slim him down, maybe even make him a little athletic.
Uh-huh.
And I went with somebody who kind of has that same brash quality about him. Looks like he could have been an overweight kid.
He's going to make the truffle shuffle sexy.
Yes. So I went with Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle. And he's also wearing a Hawaiian shirt, but he's got a little bit of blood on his face. I think that's from a TV show. All right. We got one more. It is the role of Data. He was very ingenious.
Inventive.
He was very science-minded. And I felt like I needed to go with an actor who was both charismatic but also science-minded. This actor is a literal doctor. His name is Ken Jeong. Ken Jeong is going to be the recast of Data. All right, so does that do it for our recast?
Yeah, that's ours.
All right, so next up, we've got the role of Sloth. Sloth, who among you would like to volunteer a recast for Sloth? And bear in mind, this is for a baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth?
Michelle is standing up, my lovely wife Michelle. Who are you going to recast? Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Wow.
All right. Anybody? Oh, please, Michelle, come up and get your baby Ruth. Anybody else want to hypothetically recast the role of Sloth? I was going to go with Michael Chiklis. I thought Michael Chiklis. Is that what you were about to say, Hillary? Jason Momoa? Momawow. Aquaman. Yeah, he'll definitely be able to swim off of the ship. I love it. All right, so Michelle, Hillary, and who else? Who else wants a baby Ruth? Come on, come up with one actor who could play Chunk. Yes, sir.
I was thinking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah? You were just thinking about him in general, right?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay. All right, so you can come up and get a baby Ruth as well. We want to do some trivia. Not as always, but sometimes. So first up, these are also worth baby Ruths. What was the name of One-Eyed Willie's pirate ship? What was the name of One-Eyed Willie's pirate ship? Anybody? Yes, sir. The Inferno is correct, Jamie. At the very least, you'll have a baby Ruth in your pocket when you're on your way to Effingham. All right, next up. So who is the actor that Sloth reveres? He's an actor in a pirate movie. And the film that Sloth watches is called Captain Blood. So I guess what we're asking is, who is the star of Captain Blood? A pirate actor? He also played Robin Hood? Errol Flynn. Errol Flynn is correct. All right, we got...
Football star, was it John Matuszak? Played the role of Sloth. What NFL team did he famously play for?
What NFL team did Sloth play for? It's a no-lose situation. You can just yell out NFL teams.
You're correct. It
the
is the Oakland
Raiders. Julian Buck, you get a baby Ruth. All right, so we got one more trivia question. So which character accidentally refers to Brandon by his real last name, Brolin, in the scene where Chunk knocks over the water cooler? Not Mouth. Which character accidentally refers to Brandon as Brolin? Mikey is correct. Hillary, come get a baby Ruth. All right, guys, that is going to wrap us up for this mini-sode of Cinema Chop Shop. I want to thank everyone for being out here tonight. This is our very first live episode, and we kind of figured out how to hook things together.
It looks like we're recording.
We might do things like this in the future. And as always, please remember to watch, chop, retrofit,
and tip your bartenders.